In occupied Palestinian territories, scenes like this are common. Human rights workers say reporting abuse often means putting your life on the line in a system that is biased against them.
This is beyond occupation and ordinary occupation. This is colonialism and apartheid. Now this language and these words and this narrative now accepted by all the human rights organizations over the world. This is, I think, send the fear to the Israelis. The Israelis always, they try to show themselves that they are the only democracy in this jungle, you know, in the region.
The UN Commission of Inquiry on the Occupied Palestinian Territories in Israel is holding public hearings. One of the matters under investigation is the military raid of seven civil society groups Israel has classified terrorist organizations. Rights workers say the escalating attacks are an attempt to prevent them from documenting violations.
Physical torture and psychological torture are still used in a very systematic way under the Israeli interrogation and in prisons. And the arbitrary detention in the form of administrative detention, the healthcare conditions of the prisoners and the lack of the proper health treatment. This is why Domir is claiming with the other Palestinian organizations that prisoners are facing war crimes and crimes against humanity.
Some activists say they've received death threats and were the target of smear campaigns. Although their offices have reopened, the threat of another raid, possible arrest or even death looms large. The inquiry was established last year after Israel's 11-day bombardment of Gaza. 250 Palestinians and 13 Israelis were killed. Although these hearings do not have any legal implications, but Palestinian civil society believes that an investigation by the Human Rights Council might be used as evidence if they ever make it to an international court. Not surprisingly, Israeli voice is missing from here as it alleges bias from the council and has refused to cooperate with it. The Israeli mission in Geneva says these sham trials shame and undermine the Human Rights Council, which should not be used to convene kangaroo courts.
The Israeli government is basically acting in the same way as governments that are under human rights investigations routinely act. And that's a great pity. I would have expected more from the state of Israel, which calls itself a liberal democratic state, than shunning official processes established by the Human Rights Council.
Despite the opposition from the state of Israel, for those giving testimonies and witness accounts, hope is all they can cling to in their fight for justice. Salman Mujawid, Al Jazeera at the UN in Geneva.